Now this takes us to listen to our second prize winner of the spoken words competition, Sister Alia Rajani from Tanzania. She was not able to come online live. She has sent us a video. So I'll ask the moderator to please play the video of Alia Rajani.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In His name I begin, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salutations be on Muhammad and his progeny, the pure and the truthful. I was watching videos online about the revolution. Wallah, the movement left me humbled, but also in question. What brought the spark? What lit the fire? Where did it start from? The Islamic revolution entire. I quote the words of Khomeini, the leader. What we have today is but for Muharram and Safar. This phrase answered my question and opened the whole world of understanding and realization. Khomeini, the leader, understood Hussein alayhi salam's mission, thus to relive a heart min madilla with his aim and purpose. Khomeini, the leader, defined Dilla to his nation. Leaders with characteristics of the likes of Yazid result into true damnation. They hinder the success of the country, thirsty of wealth and fame and forever power hungry. It is these leaders who transform their civilians into cattle or even worse, exactly as explained by the Quranic verse. The successful in their description were those who followed religion by name, whose desires ruled their intellects, wild and tame and aflame. The tyrant with his mischief, slyness and corruption had exploited the lands, the wealth and the civilians. Men without ego, women without chastity, youth made to forget the true meaning of purity. To be a slave to the Westerners, the unjust, to toil for their benefit and sweat for their lust. Khomeini the Great struck the spark and ignited the flame. Hayhat minna dilla would now be the nation's slogan and aim. With his pen and words of sincerity, he reignited the definition of success and tranquility. He redefined the meaning of dignity and paved the path against oppression and equity. Fighting against the mental exploitation, not forgetting the cultural and religious invasion. He was a man of principle, did not agree to be a puppet for their show, the satanic regime he definitely would overthrow. When asked about his army, he eloquently replied, "They're but in the wombs of their mothers, the country they shall guide." In 1978, these words were proven true to the superpowers as the youth rose in protest and began the encounters. These youth were the tulips of the revolution, watered by Khomeini with divine love and dedication. I come from Tanzania, but I sincerely write, these youth were like those of Karbala, steadfast and upright. They paid their allegiance and knew their responsibilities. They were sincere and fulfilled their duties. Khomeini, the leader, did not fear arrest nor exile because he had faith in his Lord and his seeds fertile. It is the fragrance of these precious tulips and the sincerity of the gardener that has breathtakingly scented the world all over. It has created awareness and brought independence, as Iran today is the only Muslim nation that has proven transcendence. The superpowers of today fear Iran because of the revolution, for it planted the seeds of steadfastness, sincerity, courage, research, and dedication. The scent has shaken the world with an Islamic awakening, for the Ummah all over, despite the tyrant leaders, wish for an uprising. The values of Islam that have spread worldwide are a fruit of the pollen of Iran's revolution in 1979. Regardless of Muslim country or none, Islam is a role model. To achieve true independence, the nation must struggle. Women and youth need to be empowered and educated. It is with their thoughts, words, and actions that the nation shall be liberated. Khomeini the Great showed where Islam places women. He believed in their potential, for example, sending Mrs. Tabakh to the Soviet Union. It is his tarbiyah to produce the like of Haj Qasem Soleimani, boldly facing the tyrant leaders because his role model is Khomeini. Mrs. Mirzia Hashemi is another great example. Shahid Mustafa Ahmad Roshan and his colleagues are similar fruits of Khomeini's struggle. The most recent is the COVID-19 outbreak, the essence of life witnessed in every heartbreak. Doctors and nurses selflessly working to save lives as they together with their patients connect to the supreme, the divine. The tyrants with their mouths try hard to diminish the light. Little do they realize it is his promise to perfect it with his might. As the death anniversary of the great Imam we commemorate, with the Muntadhar, the Wali, and the martyrs, we renew our pledge. They did their duty to keep it alive as ours, for this shall pave the way for the Mahdi's reappearance. Salutations to you, O Khomeini the Imam, how passionately and living Islam. Salutations to you, the martyrs of the revolution. We are indebted to you and your families for the sacrifice and the dedication. And to you, O Khomeini, the leader, accept our congratulations. We remain a witness to your hard work, your selflessness, and your pain for the Muslim nation. Wa hadha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.